Where are you coming to that next?
And the first book in the New Testament of the Bible is the first of the four Gospels.
You want to know what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
The Old Testament.
No, the first book in the New Testament. The others are Mark, Luke, and John. The first one is...
I don't know what the hell you want to ask. You want to know what they call it? The New Testament?
No, the first... In the New Testament, the first gospel is the gospel of... There's something Mark, Luke, and John, the first one is.
Well...
Did you ever hear of Matthew?
Well, Matthew, but I don't know exactly what you're getting at. Normally, at the heading of each gospel, it'll be a gospel according to Matthew or Luke or John, or it'll be abstract from certain sections of the Testament.
Okay. And a preacher that's not very well trained, just sort of preaches here and there, he's not very good at preaching, you call him a...
Well, if he's what we call a traveling preacher,
okay.
Is that what you're referring to?
What about Jack Lake? Did you ever hear that?
No, not applied to a preacher.
What is, you heard that?
I've heard of a Jack Lake carpenter.
What does that mean?
Oh, he's not very good. In fact, he can do most any kind of carpenter work, but he's not specialized.
And what relation would my mother's sister be to me?
Your aunt.
And... the highest rank in the army is?
The president.
Or below him would be?
The general.
And beneath him would be a?
Colonel.
And the person...
Lieutenant colonel. Then comes the major. The captain, the lieutenant. Assistant lieutenant. No, I mean a second lieutenant. You got first lieutenant, second lieutenant, warrant officer, master sergeant or first sergeant, buck sergeant, the corporal.
Did you ever hear of a...
First class, and then private.
Did you ever hear of captain used in other situations?
Like captain of a ship?
What
captain of a plane?
Calling the man that you work for captain? Did you ever hear that?
Not unless you're working on a boat.
And the person who presides over the court is called the...
judge.
And someone who goes to school.
A student.
And a woman who works in an office and does the typing and so forth.
She can be referred to as the stenographer or the clerk or the receptionist.
Or what else? What about secretary?
I thought I said that. No, I said stenographer, didn't I?
And a man on the stage would be an actor. A woman would be a...
actress.
And if you're born in the United States, your nationality is...
American.
And what different terms are there for blacks?
Wait a minute, what was it now?
What different terms are there for blacks?
We have the word which is unlawful to say, and that's nigger. The correct term is negro, colored, black son of a bitch, black bastard.
What was the word you used most often when you were growing up?
Nigger.
And someone of our race would be called?
By them?
Well, by us first.
Well, the only thing I'd think of, you'd say white or white trash.
Okay. What about what blacks would call white?
I tell you, I don't ever remember a nigger calling a white man anything except sir or boss.
And a child that's born with one parent black and the other parent white would call that child?
Mixed.
And what would you call white people that you look down on?